This morning, I want us to think together concerning the uniqueness of Jesus Christ in a world of religions. I was speaking at the University of Vienna in Austria, and a graduate student asked me, he said, Dr. Carlson, he said, why are you Christians always sending missionaries overseas? He said, why don't you just leave people alone? He said, they're happy. They have their own society, their own culture, their own religion. He said, tell me, what is so unique about Jesus Christ, different from any religion, that you send missionaries overseas? Now, you know, that's a good question to ask ourselves this morning. I know that Evangel Church believes in Christian missions. But have you ever stopped to ask yourselves the question, you know, what is so unique about Jesus Christ, different from any religion, that you do that? In 1980, I was working on the Cambodian border in Thailand. At the time, we had some 300,000 refugees caught in a no-man's land. As you may remember, after the Vietnam War, we had what came to be called the killing fields of Cambodia. The Khmer Rouge, the Pol Pot regime, murdered nearly 2 million of their own people. In 1979, the Vietnamese invaded Cambodia, and many of the Cambodians who were left fled into Thailand, but the Thais did not want them in their country. And so 300,000 refugees were caught along the border. I wish I could take all of you with me to see something very interesting with your own eyes. Because I soon began to realize that here in this Buddhist country of Thailand, with Buddhist refugees coming from Cambodia and Laos, I soon began to realize that there were no Buddhists in those refugee camps taking care of their Buddhist brothers. There were no Hindus in those camps taking care of the people. We had no Muslims there taking care of the refugees. Certainly the communists were not. They were shelling us every day across the border. The United Nations was not there. Thailand was not a signatory of the UN Pact. And if you could have been with me, you would have seen something very interesting. That the only people there taking care of those 300,000 refugees, you know who they were? They're all Christians. And Christian mission organizations, Christian relief organizations like World Vision, Food for the Hungry, Christian World Relief, the Assembly of God, Youth with a Mission, and many other organizations. And I asked the man in charge of all the relief work in Thailand, I said, sir, explain something to me. I said, why? Why in a Buddhist country with Buddhist refugees are there no Buddhists here taking care of their Buddhist brothers? And I'll never forget, the man looked at me. He said, Ron, he said, have you ever seen what Buddhism does to a nation or a people? He said, Buddha taught that each man is to be an island unto himself. Buddha said, if someone is suffering, that is their karma, and you are not to interfere with another person's karma because they are purging themselves through suffering and reincarnation. Buddha said, you are to be an island unto yourself. He said, Ron, the only people that have a reason to be here today taking care of these refugees are Christians who understand the value of human life, that these people are so valuable, created in the very image of God, so valuable that Jesus Christ died for each and every one of them. He said, you know, you find that value for human life in no other religion, in no other philosophy, but in Jesus Christ. Dr. A.W. Tozer, in his classic work, The Knowledge of the Holy, makes this statement in the introduction. He says that the history of mankind will positively demonstrate that no society or people has ever risen above its religion. And he says, man's history will show that no religion is ever greater than its concept of God. What Dr. Tozer was saying was this, that what a person thinks about God, what your concept of God is this morning, folks, will directly determine how you live. In regards to your value of human individuals, your basis of morality, even your standard of living. And if I could take you with me around the world this morning, we could quickly discover what a person's religion and concept of God produces in everyday life and what is so unique about Jesus Christ. If I could take you with me, for example, to that great subcontinent of Asia, the country of India. Do you know in India this morning, think about this, folks, do you know there are more people in India than in all of Africa, South America, and Australia combined? You know, those three continents put together do not have as many people as the nation of India, over 1,000 million people in India this morning. Now, in India, the basic religion is known as what? Hinduism. And Hinduism, the basic concept of God, is what is known as monism or pantheism. Now, in Hinduism, they teach that everything in the universe is God. They say that the stars are God, the clouds are God, the trees are God, the dirt is God, you're God, I'm God. Everything is God, and God, by definition, is impersonal. Now, I want you to think with me this morning. Dr. Tozer says what a person thinks about God will determine how they live. If everything is God and God is impersonal, if the dirt is God and you are God, what do you become equal with? One of the problems in India has always been this, that Hinduism has never been able to raise the level of nature to the level of men and women. But it always ends up devaluing men and women to the level of nature. During the war with Bangladesh, refugees were flooding into Kathmandu, Nepal. Nepal, which is the only official Hindu country in the world. And they asked the foreign minister of Nepal, they said, "Sir, why are you not caring for these refugees?" His reply, which was recorded in the United Nations Journal, was simply this. He said, quote, he said, "What reason on earth do we have to care for these people? What reason on earth if they're all equal with dirt?" The United Nations reported that last year India grew enough grain to feed its entire population and export. The United Nations also reported that last year between 1/4 and 1/3 of India's grain crop was eaten by rats. In fact, you may have seen the Discovery Channel program last year on the rats of India, in which they now estimate that there are 3 times more rats in India than the population, nearly 3 billion rats, not mice, rats, which last year consumed nearly 1/3 of their grain crop. But as they pointed out, because of their religion and their concept of God, they will not kill the rats because it may be somebody's reincarnated uncle or aunt. And so, sadly, many of the children starved to death on the streets.